Chapter 7. Dialogue 1. Pillow Fight. Don't go too far.
What have you got to say, Mark?
Sorry.
Sorry for what?
Throwing a pillow.
Come here and say sorry properly.
I'm sorry for throwing a pillow at Sophia's face.
And what happened then?
I almost choked on the feathers from the ripped pillow, and Daddy had to clean up the feathers scattered all over the room.
Mark, you just went too far. Makes sense?
Yes, but I just wanted to play.
I know you are a mighty boy. That's okay, darling. Just don't do it again, please.
I won't, Daddy.
I love you, Mark.
Chapter 7. Dialogue 2. Tips for a safe bus ride.
Since Daddy is away on business, how about going to the London Zoo just the three of us today?
Wow, Mommy! Good idea!
How about going by bus? A 9:30 bus should be good.
Yay! Let's go!
What time should we leave for that?
It'll take 3 minutes to walk to the bus stop, so we need to leave here at least 5 minutes before 9:30, so 9:25.
Oh, isn't that too late? We should allow enough time to get there. Say, 9:20?
Okay, that should be enough time. Mommy's a worrier anyway.
Just in case, we'd better allow extra time to walk. I just don't want to feel rushed.
Chapter 7. Dialogue 3. Look right, left, right again.
Mark, remember the road safety rules? Look right, look left, look right again when you cross the road.
Yes, of course.
And stay out of the street while waiting for the bus, and...
And wait until the bus comes to a complete stop.
That's right. And when boarding or exiting the bus, stay in a single file line and hold on to the handrail, okay?
Yes, Mommy. Here comes the bus. Can I give the bus driver a high five?
It's not a school bus, but you can give it a try. Let's see how he reacts.